You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Pope Francis is currently on an apostolic journey to Georgia. He flew into the nation's capital, Tbilisi, on Friday 30th of September, and his third and last appointment of the day took place at the Chaldean Catholic Church of Simon Bar Sabe, dedicated to a 10th century Coptic saint. There he met with representatives of the Assyrian Chaldean community. Upon his arrival at the church, the Pope was greeted by the Patriarch of Babylon of the Chaldeans and the local parish priest. Together they entered the church in procession, making their way towards the chapel of the Blessed Sacrament therein. Among those present were around 300 faithful from the Assyrian Chaldean diaspora, not just from the nation's capital, but also from nearby towns and villages. For the record, the Catholic Assyrian Chaldean mission in Georgia was instituted in 1995 under Vatican jurisdiction. And from that year on, the Chaldean Rite was celebrated in the nation. But it was only in 2004 that the growing number of Chaldean parishioners prompted the construction of the Church of St. Simon. So it was in this church on Friday that celebrations took place, beginning with sacred music and prayers in Aramaic. That's before Pope Francis himself prayed for peace in the world. Speaking in Italian, he implored the Lord to save the victims of injustice and maltreatment from their suffering, to confound the culture of death and make the triumph of life shine forth, to unite to his cross the sufferings of the many innocent victims, the children, the elderly and the persecuted Christians, envelop in paschal light, he went on to implore, those who are deeply wounded, those who are abused and deprived of freedom and dignity. May those who live in uncertainty experience the enduring constancy of your kingdom, be they exiles, refugees, or those who have lost the joy of living. Lord Jesus, he continued, cast forth the shadow of your cross over peoples at war. May they learn the way of reconciliation, dialogue, and forgiveness. May the peoples so wearied by bombing experience the joy of your resurrection and raise up Iraq and Syria from devastation. Reunite your dispersed children under your gentle kingship. Finally, before asking Our Lady's intercession in faith and hope, Pope Francis asked the Lord to sustain Christians in the diaspora and grant them unity of faith and love. Only then, at the end of his first day in Georgia, after praying for peace, in a symbolic gesture, he released a dove into the evening air. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.